3. What an event is. If man's salvation happens according to the method chosen by God, as we have seen for John and Andrew, and this method is that of an event, then we need to clarify this word further. What is the ontology of event? What consistency and meaning does it have? Let us imagine an everyday situation. Two young people marry, and 9 months later have a baby. Can we say that an event has happened? Yes. As much as they conceived it and waited for it, it is nevertheless evident that the child was not fabricated by them, from the very fact that they met, decided to become a couple, and to marry. In this sense, we could say that the child came about by chance. Boethius, recalling Aristotle, defines chance as an effect greater than the sum of its known causes. He offers the example of a peasant who digs in his field and unearths a treasure. The peasant meant to till his field. The last thing he was imagining was to find a treasure. He finds it by chance. It is an effect greater than the sum of the known causes. For the causes previously known to the peasant do not lead necessarily to the discovery. The phrase, "By digging a field, I find a treasure," is therefore meaningless, without reason. Yet, once the treasure has been discovered, another order of causes comes to light. Not only land to be tilled, but a rich man too, who, in a hurry to flee, buried that treasure. It is a new order of causes, as yet unknown, of which the peasant was unaware. We can say then that the phrase, "By digging a field, I find a treasure," is not rational according to the order of the known causes, but is perfectly rational according to an order of causes that we come to discover later. This is why, Boethius concludes, chance can be defined as an unforeseeable event. In opinatum eventum. Chance refers to something happening. The word chance expresses event in the way closest to everyday language, in the most common way. Chance indicates something unforeseen and unforeseeable, something that cannot be deduced from the analysis of its antecedents. The closest word to event, something that happens, is therefore the word chance. Event means coming from, evenio. Happening means coming about by chance. So event and happening refer more to chance than to necessity. They are words that verge on mystery. Even creation is an event. In fact, it is the first and fundamental event. The dynamic of event describes every instant of life. The flower in the field, which the Father clothes better than Solomon, is an event. The bird that falls, and the Heavenly Father knows it, is an event. The hairs on your head are numbered. They are an event. Even heaven and earth, which have existed for a million centuries, are an event. An event that still occurs is something new, since their explanation is something inexhaustible. To glimpse something greater in the relationship with everything means that the relationship itself is event. And if man does not look at the world as something given, as an event, starting from the gesture of God which gives it to him now, it loses all its attraction, surprise, and moral appeal. In other words, the appeal to adhere to the order and the destiny of things. So, a child that is born is an event. The creation of the world is an event. All realities have as their common denominator the fact that man cannot ultimately explain them or give them an exhaustive definition. An event can then be defined as the emergence into experience of something that cannot be analyzed in all its factors, something that contains a vanishing point in the direction of mystery, and that retains the reference to an unknown, to the point that, as we have said, we can even call it chance. At this stage, we can define the ontology of an event as the transparency of the real that emerges into experience insofar as it derives from the mystery, something we cannot possess or dominate. In this sense, we add, an event is by its nature a novelty, something new. With an event, something new enters our life, something unforeseen, not defined beforehand, not willed by us as the outcome of a plan to be realized, always vanishing into the unforeseeable. Or rather, as much vanishing into the unforeseeable before it happens, as it is precise, concrete, visible, tangible, embraceable, when it does happen. When it happens, an event is something that is there. It can be experienced. It is visible and tangible. In this sense, the mystery of incarnation is an event that, although man did not and could not foresee or imagine it, reveals itself to be supremely worthwhile, that is, correspondent to the most particular needs of his nature. If we do not understand and use the term event, we shall not even understand Christianity, which will thus be immediately reduced to a word, to a work of man, the outcome of human activity. So, an event indicates the contingent, the apparent, the experiential, because it is apparent as something born from mystery, as a datum, not in the scientific sense of data, but in the profound and original Latin meaning of the word, datum, something that is given. An event is therefore a fact that surfaces within experience and reveals the mystery that constitutes it.